We are following the spread of the new coronavirus in the United States. Today, the Dow and S&P 500 both fell around 7% at the open on Wall Street, triggering a halt in trading for 15 minutes. There are a lot of concerns about economic fallout from the virus, and we're joined now by Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So as someone who follows economics, what are you thinking about today?
Today, I'm thinking about information. What we're facing today is two related problems. First, there's a health problem. The disease is spreading very quickly. People are getting sick. They're dying. And that is feeding into an economic problem. People are canceling vacations, conferences, public gatherings. And as a result, people are going to lose their jobs at hotels, museums, theaters, everywhere you have public gatherings. So people are freaking out this morning because the stock market has crashed. And obviously, that is bad in just about every conceivable way. But the thing about markets is they have information. They are information. We know what interest rates are, and we can act on that knowledge. We know what stock prices are, and we can choose to buy or sell given that knowledge. The economic problem we're facing is information dense. But one reason why that economic problem is so serious is that the health problem is information poor. We have no idea how many people in the United States have this virus. Mm-hmm. None. We are, as my colleagues at The Atlantic reported, testing about 99% fewer people every day than the White House has targeted. We are failing by a factor of 100. So this is what I'm thinking about. The market mayhem that you just described exists on a mountain of things we do not know and at this moment are not prepared to find out about this virus.
I have to say that the quote that's been stuck in my head in the last 12 hours or so is Franklin Delano Roosevelt saying, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself," also in a moment of economic turmoil. When there is panic like this in the markets, what can be done to stop it?
So the 10-year Treasury yield just dropped to an all-time low of 0.5%. And that tells us three things. First, it tells us that people are scared. Second, it tells us that the market is predicting some kind of downturn, maybe even a deep recession. And third, it tells us that the market is begging for stimulus. Now, historically, the reason to avoid high deficits, and we already have high deficits today, is that you're afraid of inflation. Well, you can forget about that. Like saying you're afraid of inflation today is like saying you're afraid the U.S. is manufacturing too much hand sanitizer, right? This is not a problem at all. We need stimulus. We need money for families. We need money for the people that are going to be laid off, for the people that are going to be in quarantine and self-quarantine. We need money now. Interest rates are telling us the government has the ability to give us money now. That is the necessary next move from this administration.
Okay, but if there is stimulus, we are now in a situation where you have the president and the Senate of one party, the Republican Party. The House is controlled by the Democrats. By the way, they just impeached him a month ago, or a little bit more than a month ago now. What kind of stimulus could happen right now? It's not going to be a package of tax cuts with Democrats in charge of the House.
I think, though, you could potentially see a package of tax cuts. I do think that in a moment like this, when the economy is just potentially going to fall off a cliff in the near term, and certainly stocks have fallen off a cliff, that you could potentially have bipartisan consensus about what needs to be done. And I think what needs to be done is to pass a tax cut that gets money into people's wallets as soon as possible. So you can do that through Social Security. You can adjust withholding. You can adjust the employer side of Social Security just to make sure that people are going to get more money in their biweekly paychecks. You can start giving money out to state governments, anticipating that the taxes that they're going to be collecting are going to be hit by this recession, and they can continue to pay for health care, for fire departments, for education, everything that we rely on state governments to fund. So in many ways, I think you could see a tax cut today that looks somewhat similar to the tax cut in February 2009. You give some money directly to families and some money directly to states.
Derek, what about when it comes to individual workplaces? I was speaking with a friend who works for a major bank, and they are splitting the staff into three groups. One group will work in New Jersey. One group will work in Connecticut. One group will stay in Manhattan because they don't want everybody in the same place. All businesses are having to figure out what they're going to do right now about this and quarantining people when necessary.
Yeah, I think that when you study what some of these large companies are doing and small companies like my own, The Atlantic, it sort of falls into two broad buckets. One bucket is social distancing. It's what you said, making sure that you keep your workforce separate, maybe ask them to stay home. You're going to see a huge explosion in remote work in the next 6 months, which in some ways might be pulling forward the future. A lot of people predicted that remote work was our future. future. Well, right now it's our present. So on the one hand, you have that social distancing. I think you're also going to see new steps taken to clean offices. A word that I'm hearing across a lot of different corporations is deep cleans, sending in people to scrub down the desks, scrub down the doors, scrub down the handles, parts of the bathroom to make sure that when people come in to the office, if they do come into the office, they are coming into an extremely antiseptic environment where they're not likely to catch this virus the moment they put their hand on the door.
I did see somebody cleaning the elevator buttons today. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm here at NPR in Washington today. And I've been saying hi to so many people. No shaking of hands, no hugs right now because people are worried about it, as they should be. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks as always.
Thank you.